Welcome to our holiday spectacular episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. I am one of your hosts, Fresh Vic Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
Whatever.
And Dirk Hirsch.
Bah humbug.
I'm actually very upset that Santa is not here. I mean, I saw him in the base earlier, but this is the fucking holiday episode. And
I know, I've ruined some Christmases before, but this is egregious.
I mean, he is Santa. Oh, he's a Santa. Where the fuck? He's our Santa. Where is he?
Exactly.
I mean, I know that Dr. Tasty was looking forward to his signature nog recipe.
You know how I am with food and tasting it.
You love it.
Which is when I don't actually, and you can read this on my own wiki page, but when I ingest food, if you can call it that, I'm not actually tasting the food. I'm sort of observing its atomic structure and wavelengths.
Right.
So I don't actually think a lot of food is disgusting, but strangely enough, Southside Santa's special nog is incredibly gross.
It's something he does to it, and I don't really want to know what it is, but it is pretty popular around with some of the interns. They get pretty fucked up. How about I'll go over a couple other holiday treats and see what you think of them. Figgy pudding.
What's a figgy?
Fruit cake.
You can't actually make a cake out of fruit.
Chestnuts.
Aren't those that what?
They're nuts on your chest. All right.
That's a little strange.
Candy canes.
You know, I always thought the best canes had swords inside of them.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Not necessarily the most delicious, but...
I don't eat swords.
You swallow them. We'll go on to our festive holiday news items. In Iceland, the land of ice, for 7 years, a lady anthropologist was hidden in a cave, and authorities finally found her. She was stark naked. This is Danish researcher Kalina Sundgaard, and, she was babbling incoherently, she was covered in dirt, and she claims that she was held hostage for those 7 years by real-life elves.
Well, I wouldn't put it past elves.
Tiny little humanoids.
I mean, they do come from that area.
They're shitty little shit things.
Of course. Elves are terrible.
There was another article where they talk about how so many Icelanders still believe in elves, or... Hrolnavinir, friends of the lava. I don't, that doesn't make any sense.
Elves are one of those sort of primordial goo creatures that came first on Earth, but I don't like them. They're goofy. All elves are goofy. Like,
racist.
Take the Eldar, for instance. They're just goofy space elves that are afraid of the future.
Yeah, I'm also not a fan of how they think that they're so much better. And they think that they're, like, superior to other races, like men and other mortals. I mean, that led them to conquer all of Tamriel.
Tamriel, the known galaxy, which they then lost and birthed the god of sex and weird torture porn.
Mm-hmm, the Dark Dimension.
Yeah. It's all around terrible.
Well, elves live in the stones, like... That's how they've been hiding from us for all these years.
And they've been known to snatch up little babies, Laplander babies.
Are you calling me an elf?
No, I don't think that was...
Never mind. No.
It says, generally, elves rarely attack humans unless provoked. However, there are many Icelandic folktales about the Huldufólk invading farmhouses for food during rough winters. And they may have taken the attractive... I love the writing in this article. The attractive young scientist prisoner. Or she just stumbled onto the entryway to their kingdom and, you know, found a fantastical world of discovery.
Trespassers get what they get.
There's another group of elves called the Yule Lads. These are 13 not as well-known Christmas icons that visits children leaving gifts of rotting potatoes, depending on, you know, how they acted throughout the year. They might...
Well, that's a swell gift.
I mean, I guess it's not as useful as coal.
Well, you could make vodka out of that's rotting potatoes.
That's true. That's very useful. Man.
So that's a better gift than coal any day.
I want the Yule lads to visit us.
Well, we have a distillery that you use all the time.
It's a super distillery. It makes shit really fast.
Southside Santa has a very distinctive smell, and these guys, they smell more like a homeless circle jerk.
A Santa jerk?
Yeah. Ugh,
gross.
The Southside Santa's musk is pleasant, like bacon and corn.
Like grating on a chalkboard with your fingernails.
Exactly. That's how I react to most of you fellow revengers.
I think that's a really great sound. I don't know what other people's problems with that are.
Well, let's not forget the true meaning of Christmas, right? Which is, as I eat my pastrami on rye here, that thousands of years ago, some really nervous Jewish virgin got knocked up when Yahweh didn't use protection. And then gave what she called a virgin birth, but, you know, she would say that in front of her parents. Now, here's the interesting thing. Well, pastrami. Almost 1% of American women claim that they, too, have virgin births.
Well, gods have been tricky like this for years, coming down and having sex with mortal women.
Coming.
And making demigods and quasi-gods and heroes.
Well, at least it's not Zeus dressing up like a goat and seducing them.
Yeah, because then you're adding bestiality to it, which it makes a whole nother layer. But at the end of the day, divine intervening rape is still divine intervening rape. I mean, we don't need to break it into little categories. It's disgusting, no matter which god is doing it.
That's rape culture.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing I want to talk about, is that for thousands of years, church officials have changed the story to make it seem like Mary wanted our Heavenly Father to come down and put a baby inside her. But we don't know that that's true, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't, just because a bunch of crusty old men for many generations somewhere in the Vatican have been telling us that, yeah, she wanted it. Like, fuck you, you know?
The Bible, it really kind of started rape culture. I still think that these virgin births, it's really just kind of that Southern mentality where the girl just wants to protect the identity of the father so he doesn't have to go through a shotgun wedding.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm pregnant because God did it. The Lord is a pervert.
He made some other guy raise his baby.
Well, that's just a jerk thing to do. But,
dude, he's scumbag God.
I mean, if we had DNA testing back then, it would have been a little different.
Yeah, they keep saying things like, these virgin moms keep saying, I was a virgin when I gave birth. And I don't want to question them. I don't want to blame the victim. I don't want to protect their abusers. Like, if they're gods or elves or something, magical children are everywhere. We know this.
Or, yeah, it's some sort of incubus.
We know that this is where, like, starseed children come from, right? Aliens, mythical deities, they come and they put a baby in you.
Walmart genetic greeters. Experimentation.
It's like species, but in real life.
Right, and also squicky and gross and not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is all good reason why we need to be vigilant and fight the war on Christmas. Dr. Tasty, Dr. Kirsch, you two are two of the greatest generals we have right now fighting the war on Christmas. Some people say which is non-existent. Liberals would say it was non-existent, but fuck them. They're ridiculous. Obviously, there is a war on Christmas, and we need to fight it. We need to wage it. What have you guys done recently?
Well, there are several things I've been doing with the war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There's the primary war on Christmas, which is actually not on this planet. It's on Christmas Prime. And it's a war that you probably can't comprehend if you have a lesser mind, because we have, like, guns that shoot laser sharks that breathe fire and then suck you into another dimension, and then you pop out on the other end as like an apple but that's a different thing. It's been waged for thousands of years. There's not going to ever be a winner.
No, nobody wins in something as terrible as this.
Well, but then there's the other war on Christmas, which is here.
So yeah,
I don't know.
So Dekirsch, what have you been doing here on good old planet Earth to keep the Christmas forces from overtaking the rest of us?
Well, here I've been monitoring the
Festivus
nativity bombings. Mm-hmm. I've also been, heavily promoting the propaganda campaign for Festivus and other holidays, such as Saturnalia.
Yeah.
We've really been studying their weaknesses and trying to figure out what exactly makes the connection between Santa Claus and Jesus. And
yeah. How
the disconnect between
it's really strange. Like, what does a couple thousand year old Semitic hippie have to do with a pagan Norse semi-god that was co-opted by Catholicism? There's some kind of weird
by the Catholic Church.
Yeah. I don't really understand. We have to figure out how that happened.
I'll tell you how it all went down. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna eat this pickle while you talk.
So when Jesus Christ was born, the whole like Santa Claus Christmas thing, that it's a little skewed.
Mm-hmm.
So what really happened was Santa Claus or
Sinterklaas,
Saint-Sinterklaas came to the hotel that Jesus's parents were in, and
I think it was a Ramada.
Yeah, the Ramada Inn,
in Bethlehem,
in the Middle East. Santa Claus came and he's like, "Hey, Joseph and Mary, you want to smoke up?" And they're like, "No, we have a baby."
He called him Broseph.
And they were like, "You should probably put that stuff away because the cops have been making a lot of like rounds around here lately." So they get a knock on the door, and Santa Claus is like, "Oh shit, I'm carrying. What do I do?" And they're like, "Well, we don't know." So they panicked, and then when the cops were like, "Hey, let us in. We need to do a check." And they're like, "Hold on." So they had a tree in the room. And what they did was they took clay ceramic things. They put hooks on them and they stuffed the marijuana and all the other drugs in the ornaments. And then they put them on the tree. And then when they invited the cops in, they didn't have like special drug dogs back then. So they were looking around and they're like, "Well, we don't find anything. Santa Claus, we better not catch you hanging around here anymore." And he's like, "Yeah, whatever, man.
You're a bad influence on the perfect baby Christ child born of a virgin."
So they went away, and that's how like the Christmas tree thing came about. Because Santa Claus was carrying, and he didn't have a place to stash his drugs, so he just put them in clay balls.
Hence the green part of like the red, white, and green.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to tell you where the red comes from, because that's a special thing.
Isn't the blood spilled over many crusades over this war on Christmas over, you know, millennia?
Yeah. Well, okay, so after that, Santa Claus was like, "Well, shit, you saved me. I gotta get you something." So he got him a greeting card from the local convenience store, the 7-Eleven, and then he got them like a bunch of like really crappy cheap things,
because
it was like a last minute idea.
He got a dancing doll of himself.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's where a lot of the traditions come from, when people kind of screw up.
People don't realize that, you know, a lot of Christmas, sure, it does have to do with the Christ child, you know, that he was given gifts of gold, frankincense, myrrh, and a sativa blend. And people also need to realize that a lot of this stuff comes from pagans. Like, the tree was a pagan symbol of worship. The mistletoe was because Freyja, didn't want Loki and her other kids fighting. So she,
yeah, and the druids kind of took that over, too,
And the druids and the Satanists pretty much created every Christmas carol that's out there.
You know, I hate Christmas music. In fact,
Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Christmas music.
Ugh. Yeah, we all know it. We all hate it.
Like, I know that people like to torture themselves, but is this really necessary? Christmas music. It's like, I don't feel pain, but it's like someone taking a hot butter knife to their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, taking worm hooks and, like, gouging your brain out with it.
Right. All typically holiday-themed activities, of course.
It's terrible. And you hear it everywhere. I mean, it's the worst because no matter where you go on this planet, you hear it at this time of year.
Yeah.
If
you go to Jerusalem, it's there. If you go to Macy's Square, it's there, you know?
Even at people's places of business.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Grandma's house.
In fact, this time of year is an oft-used lyric in those songs because they like to rhyme it with cheer and beer and sneer and ear
reindeer,
everything that ends in ear.
It's here.
It's here. Yeah. That's Christmas time of year. I mean, it's all the same. It's either songs about people being obsessed with the holiday, or it's a song about being somewhere for the holiday.
Or wanting to be somewhere for the holiday.
Or wanting to be somewhere for the holiday, or wishing they weren't somewhere for the holiday, or
someone is about to arrive for the holiday, be it Santa Claus, or Jesus, or your loved one.
Or how about, mythical creatures, like a flying reindeer or a long-eared donkey
or a man,
boy that plays drums
or a man made of snow who has a kind of messianic story of his own.
Yeah.
It really is. He dies in return and vows to return someday.
And he does.
Uh-huh.
Hosted by Jonathan Winters.
Dance and play that magic hat, which is a metaphor for the crown of thorns.
You can't escape it. Like, from October to about January, it's here, and it stays, and there's nothing, it's like the unbeatable enemy. It'll keep coming unless you blow up every single human being and anybody who knows about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you blow them all up, it's immortal, Christmas music.
And we want to avoid planetary genocide, but it is clear that Christmas music is the clearest example of the weaponry and the complete tactical superiority and complete supremacy that the pro-Christmas forces have in the war on Christmas. Like, they want to act like they're the victims with their false flag attacks, but really, like, with all the Christmas music, can you really honestly say that you aren't winning the war on Christmas?
Yeah.
Name one Kwanzaa song.
I made up some Christmas song earlier today that I want to sing.
Okay. Are you writing a Kwanzaa song?
So, every single Christmas song sound like it had. There's two sounds. It's either really downbeat and depressing, or really upbeat and stupidly, happy. And it's all about Christmas, and it's all about just Christmas. So I have a song, and it all sounds like this to me.
Yeah, why are you creating a Christmas song if you hate Christmas songs?
Yeah, that's like anathema to your entire concept here.
Anathema.
It has a virus
that, too,
that I hope will spread to other Christmas songs and destroy them
now,
from
you
within.
You want to destroy the memes with a more powerful meme.
Yes.
Okay.
So it goes.
Like an excellent plan.
Yeah.
It goes like this. Xmas. Hey, it's Christmas time. 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 Christmas, 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 Christmas time. It's Christmas time, time, it's time for Christmas time. It's Christmas time. Christmas is a time. Christmas.
That was an amazing Christmas song. I think it's a new class. It's a new holiday classic, and I think they'll put it in the rotation with that song Last Christmas and Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
If I have anything to do with it, it'll be the only song that plays, and then people will hate Christmas music forever and never play it again. It'll be like the secret that they don't want anyone to know.
Okay, so your plan is flawed for several reasons. One, your idea is to replace a couple dozen of similar sounding annoying songs with one annoying song, and it's contingent on people getting sick of it because they hate Christmas music, except everyone is already sick of Christmas music and nothing's being done about it because of the Christmas forces.
Maybe we need to get like Beyonce and Sting together on this.
Oh my god, if we got like a We Are the World group of people to like sing your Christmas song and like overly produce it, I think that we might, like, this might actually
have
a chance.
Black Eyed Peas?
Yes. Cindy Lauper.
We should get every single pop artist together.
Mm-hmm. All
to
of
do one extremely annoying song.
Well, they'll all just say Xmas once, but there'll be hundreds of them. And the song will be like, you know, 20 minutes long. And then it'll just be on loop on radio stations around the country.
Taking the Annie's Restaurant approach.
I think it'll work. I don't think there's anything wrong with this now. I think we've worked out all the kinks in the plan.
A flawless plan by Dr. Tasty.
You know, the Christians have killed many people over petty things like, you know, whether or not public schools are saying happy holidays as opposed to thank Jesus Christ for all this bounty we are about to receive. You know, they need to have special laws to protect their Christmas. You know, they go on TV and make sure everyone knows that their Christian symbols and heroes are definitely white and not any other dirty color.
Because so many Middle Easterners are albino white.
And it's true, and, you know,
a fine Roman nose.
It's just a random chance that those more Caucasoid-looking Semitic people and Arabs happen to be the figures that...
Yeah, the descendants of the Nephilim and...
Yeah, because of that fucking divine rape bullshit.
That's a great spell in World of Warcraft.
What the fuck?
Damn it, it's not fucking...
What the fuck?
It's not in there either, mother...
Santa!
Hey, guys, what's up?
What the fuck, man? We're doing our podcast.
Hey, sorry, I was...
If you were looking for your batteries, I ate them.
I got caught up in the thing, and...
Well, what's more important?
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
What are you looking for?
Got it. I got the funnel that I came up here for, right here.
Okay, but, like, seriously.
What do you need a funnel for?
It's this whole thing, and...
Are you making your...
I really wasn't going to end up bugging you guys with it, but I mean, if you guys want to end up coming down and seeing what I was working on in the basement, it's partially kind of funny.
What do you guys say?
But
want to go down and check it out? Maybe he's got presents.
Maybe he's been working on his eggnog down there.
Oh my god, eggnog and presents! Let's go down.
Oh, that's disgusting.
We'll take the tube.
I'm just gonna blow a hole in the floor.
Okay. There we go. Well, it's really dark down here, though. I don't think I've
really...
Well, that's skittering. What is that?
It's a... You guys know what a Krampus is, right?
Santa, why are you covered in blood?
I had to end up torturing this one because of this, like, thing.
Back up.
He's tied up.
Oh god.
Why are you torturing?
Well, you know, I mean, he's a bit of a dick, killing Santa Larry, and I'm not down with that.
I'm still not entirely clear on what the funnel's for. I don't know if I want to know.
Oh, the funnel. Oh, you know what? I also needed to go get the ants. I guess I forgot that, so, I can make do with the rest of the shit that I have around here.
Santa, this is... I mean, if he killed someone, obviously we need to revenge upon him, but...
Well, yeah, I'm trying to end up getting information out of him.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, I'm torturing him. I mean, I was gonna waterboard him.
So, wait, so I'm confused. This is the Krampus?
Well, I mean, it's this evil Wampa-looking fuck over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of them. Yeah, because, I mean, seriously, there's, like, multiple motherfuckers that are Krampuses. Krampi. I never really got the plural of that.
Krampus? Yeah.
Krampus?
Krampus or something like
Krampi.
That.
Yeah, I've been torturing him. All I can get is his standard name and rank.
Hey, Krampari. Yeah. Wait. Do they have rank?
Yeah, I mean, just like I'm an enforcer with the... You guys knew this about me, right?
Well, I know that there's multiple Santas because I see these drunk assholes every year going around in their cheap Santa suits, which, by the way, do not compare to your excellent finery.
Well,
yeah, they really
stained,
need to cut it out.
But whatever.
I just thought you were some weird homeless guy that hung out at our base.
Well, I mean, that's what I normally do, I have
mutually exclusive.
I can multitask.
So wait, so the Krampus, if I'm getting this straight, the Krampuses are killing off the Santas, or just one Santa, or?
Well, I mean, I guess this guy had his reasons, but
kick him, kick his chair. I'm gonna talk.
Okay. What are we doing? We're here. We go. Okay. All right. Here we go. What are we doing? Ow.
Tell us about Santa Larry.
Santa Larry.
Son of a bitch!
Oh, yeah. I killed him.
Why?
He's giving us a bad name.
Well, you're Krampus. I mean, you have a bad name.
Well, that's just a... That's... Well, it's a negative stereotype, okay? You know, we've been on a publicity campaign, and we're trying to eliminate anybody that gives child abuse... A bad name. It's not that bad.
Oh, like any child abusers?
Well, no. I mean, like not the high profile ones, like Jerry Sandusky and Michael Jackson and Anne Hathaway. Like they're all like the bad child rapists who do like horrible things. That's not no. We have had a hand in stopping these things from really getting like any worse. The child abuse that the Krampuses are all about is like hitting them with sticks or chains or socks full of quarters.
Wait, what?
Or boards with nails in them or things like that. It's productive child abuse because there's a line, you know, you're trying to draw the line to say, you know, like this is good. When you take a child,
mischievous in some way,
you know,
he's already doing something bad,
you know, up the nose, and that's okay. But then when you begin to sexualize it, that we can't have. Okay, it's all about like being professional, you know, and like you're teaching these children a lesson. They're not good to their parents, and you have to hold the stick correctly. You know, and that you're slapping him with, and then
you see why the fuck I need to end up beating the shit out of this guy?
Yeah, go ahead and torture him.
But you better hit him again before I blow him up with my energy beams.
Listen, there's a line that we
Doctor Tasty's.
All right, hold on. Let him talk.
Doctor Tasty, shut the fuck up.
My goddamn interrogation here.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't even let you guys down here.
Well, you did invite us.
God. Damn it.
We're threatening to take him to hell. We're not trying to cornhole him or anything weird like that. We're not trying to do anything terrible. It's about being professional, and there are sick fucks out there that sexualize it and make it difficult for us to do our jobs without being sued. Oh. We're trying to teach children right from wrong.
All right, Santa.
Listen, you are not the only person to end up hearing this type of shit before. Santas, we have to end up going into, department stores and have complete strangers sit on our lap and then have people fucking make jokes about, oh, I'm sitting on Santa's lap. Yeah, that's the same type of shit.
So you're preaching to the fucking choir, you asshole. They have their guild guidelines. He knows what he can and cannot do. And I understand that. I respect that. However, my problem is that he fucking came into my turf and fucking ended up killing Larry. That Santa was supposed Larry to be my fucking kill.
Didn't deserve.
I was supposed to go out and fucking kill Larry.
Whoa, what?
Santa Larry needed Oh, yeah, Santa Larry needed fucking taken out. I would have fucking done it, too. I would have fucking belt sanded his kneecaps until he passed the fuck out, and then cauterized his fucking shit with goddamn lit cigars.
Wait. Why would
now, that was
why
that was what I was supposed to do. He beat me to the fucking punch.
Why would you kill a fellow Santa?
I mean, sometimes, let's see, the polite way of saying this, he was getting a little drunk and getting a little antsy in the pantsy, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean?
He's not really the best of Santas. That was sort of code for drinking a bunch of Mad Dog 2020 and taking kids out back behind the poisonous dumpster.
So Larry needed to die then. So the Krampus did a good thing.
Well, Krampus did an alright thing. He ended up jumping to conclusions on this one. He could have ended up placing a phone call to some of our men. However, we were already on to him, and I would have ended up, within a couple of hours, taking care of Larry in-house. And not really started this turf war bullshit that old Krampus here has been starting. So what I'm doing right now is I'm holding him. I'm trying to end up getting any information out of him while the Santa is currently in a sit-down meeting with the head Krampus. And sort of think about it as the five families, if you're like the Godfather. It's just the,
so basically what you're saying is that for Santa, you're a mob enforcer.
Yeah, sort of. I mean,
I'm a little confused
here. That's a decent comparison.
So I know, like, when we've observed crime together and maybe fought things, and I've accidentally hit you with, like, my energy attacks, and, like, you've been stabbed a bunch of times, and, like, people have tried to decapitate you, and, like, I thought that you couldn't die. Yeah. I thought that as long as the Christmas spirit was alive, Santa can't die. Now, how did Larry die? Or Krampus
Larry
is your weakness?
Larry was one of the lesser ones. He was working at Toys R Us, for fuck's sake. Larry was just some guy that had his ear to the ground. So he was just a guy in a
Santa suit.
Well, he because he was wearing the suit, he was protected. You see what I'm saying? Not magically, but metaphorically.
So what about all those drunken fucks that wear all those Santa suits during SantaCon? Are they protected?
Well, I mean, to some level, if a Krampus brutally massacring a bunch of them as some, like, statement to us, then, there'd be a retribution. Because, you fuck with the claws. Well, you get the claws.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna torture me?
Hey, great idea.
Brush, you wanna hand me that, what's that thing called? The, sandwich.
No, yeah, I'm eating this sandwich. But, oh, you mean the golf club.
Yeah, the golf club. His kneecaps are calling for it.
Whoa. That seems a little barbaric. Give me that golf club.
Okay.
You can't just go whacking people with metal sticks.
Well, you can't.
I do that all the time. All
right, fine. I'll use this pizza cutter here.
Pizza cutter is a good thing to have.
Wait, give me that fucking thumb here. Yeah. You stupid fuck. Come here. Yeah, hand me that fucking ear, you little shit. No. Fuck you. All right, fine.
Really good to come.
Hey. Do you hear what I hear? Get it, cause I'm pulling his ear. Hold on, guys. I gotta take this.
Santa has a cell phone?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got him here. tied up. Did you guys end up coming to a conclusion? Alright. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go over that later. Okay. Alright. And, disposal? No. Okay. Alright. Yeah, okay. Go. Okay. Let him go. Okay. Alright. Guys, yeah, that was actually Santa.
Oh, cool.
Which,
You didn't say hi for us.
Sorry.
He didn't tell him what he wanted.
Really? Yeah, we had lists, man. You didn't tell him.
Listen, he has some other shit to do right now. I can end up texting him later if you give it to me, but,
Nothing's more important than our BMX bikes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this guy's life is, because I was getting ready to, keep on torturing him, but, Santa and the other Krampuses have come to a agreement. I'm not sure exactly, but the long and short of it is this guy gets a reprieve. God damn it, why'd I fucking use a fucking granny knot? It's supposed to be a square knot.
I guess we just gotta let him go.
Alright, there we go. Anyhow, yeah, that's sort of the idea. Krampus, here you go, I mean, make some kind of a peace offering with you here. Sorry, my man. It is wonderful product that I've endorsed. Mama Walker's maple bacon liqueur. It's got home style goodness in it. Oh, god damn, that's good. Smells great. Anyhow, here, let me pour up a few shots and get this party started. Come on. Here we go. You can have one, and I will have one here, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're the good life!
Smell the maple.
All right. L'chaim.
L'chaim! L'chaim!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
That's smooth.
It burns like breakfast.
More maple-y than it is bacon, but it's good.
This tastes like not good.
It's as smooth as a whatever sleigh ride and as fiery as that 24-hour Yule log station on the TV.
This tastes like I was walking on ice and fell through it.
I think you mean a winter wonderland?
Yeah, that's clearly what
if I could get hypothermia, that's probably what I would describe this as.
Hypothermia is just another word for the Christmas spirit.
I mean, this is a Christmas spirit.
Visiting you from the past.
It's a time capsule. That's what all alcohols are. A
time capsule of flavor. So, are you guys good now? Is everything... You guys have put this all behind you, and you can
made up in
because I want to see ways. I want to see Santas and Krampuses working together in the future, not against each other.
You want to hug it out? You want to hug it out?
Yes.
Not really. We're both kind of bloody.
Cut off my fucking ear.
I'm surprised that he can function after all that.
Well, he looks resilient.
Oh, what?
Probably the hell power.
Yeah,
that shit's gonna grow back. He's half lizard.
Oh, and you know what? Actually, like, missing half of an ear, it does make me look more badass.
Yeah, it's kind of distinguished.
So, Santa, is this your product for the week?
Well, I can't really end up endorsing, Mama Walker's maple bacon liqueur. Full of homestyle goodness. Anyhow, the, product? Yeah,
yes.
I have a, this is a, book that I've, not read. By Matt Hagett. It's Make Your Own Sex Toys, 50 Quick and Easy Do-It-Yourself Projects. I believe this book probably puts the do-it back into do-it-yourself. I've not read it, but I can end up telling you that all 50 are fucking awesome sex toys to end up getting your nasty little rocks off. So... Make your own sex toys. 50 quick and easy do-it-yourself projects. Matt Purgett. I can end up endorsing this as the only 50 easy quick and easy sex book that I'm ever going to end up endorsing because I, in fact, have never used it.
Unlike the other 50 incredible sex books.
Well, those I've jerked off all over.
Well, it's definitely going to be a white Christmas this year. So, thank
you. Just watch out for Santa Claus coming down your chimney.
Oh. But I guess we'll see all of you guys next year.
2014.
What?
If you believe that.
You're on the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, I mean.
And not the transdimensional calendar.
I don't really believe in this year of our Lord bullshit, but whatever.
Well, the year of their Lord.
Thank you all for joining us. What do we tell them?
Better luck next time.
It's the thought that counts.
If we don't save you, then you should have built yourself a bunch of high-tech gadgetry to save you from whatever situation you're getting yourself into, because you're obviously a big fat moron who enjoys stuff like Christmas music and like wants to gouge your own eyes out and eat a baby giraffe and stuff yourself to the point where your stomach explodes and you want to die, and you enjoy activities like going to a bridge and falling off of it, or going to a restaurant and then putting your face on the grill while it's on.
And you enjoy wasting our fucking time.
Yeah. You know what? We're busy having a good holiday drinking these delicious spirits and xanthan gum. You kids need to start your own team of globe-trotting, crime-fighting adventurers, because it's the holidays. We don't have fucking time for charity.
Fight your own fucking crime, you jackass.
Jesus.
Why? Stop relying on us.
Go fuck yourself.
And to all a good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry X.
Damn, that's good!